USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The district attorney in Atlanta has announced murder charges against a former police officer accused of killing a black man at a fast food drive-thru last Friday. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. said the interviewed witnesses and reviewed multiple videos. They found that Officer Garrett Rolfe shot Rayshard Brooks in the back while he was running away. Howard said, that's not allowed unless you believe that person is trying to harm you. Rolfe is now charged with 11 counts, including murder.
And the possible sentences for a felony murder conviction would be life without parole, or the death penalty.
The other officer involved, Devin Brosnan, is also facing charges. The DA said Brosnan is actually cooperating with them. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Republicans' police reform legislation includes better collection of data on police violence and more training of officers. Tim Scott of South Carolina.
I think this package speaks very clearly to the young person who's concerned when he's stopped by the law enforcement officers. We see you.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the proposal does not rise to the moment.
Perhaps the greatest flaw in the Republican proposal is that it is missing real, meaningful accountability for individual officers' misconduct.
President Trump is going ahead with Saturday's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite a request from the city's health director, Bruce Dart.
I recommend that it be postponed until it's safer, until the data tells us that it's not as large a concern to have people indoors and in closed spaces with the threat of a COVID-19 transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
U.S. home construction rebounded in May after steep declines caused by coronavirus shutdowns. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Commerce Department says new homes were started at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 974,000 last month after steep declines in April and March. At 83,000 more starts than April, it amounts to a 4.3% month-to-month increase. But the increase was about 25,000 starts below the number that analysts had predicted. And despite record low mortgage rates, construction activity is still over 23% below last year's pace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Women who were sexually abused on the U.S. gymnastics team are asking, why did it take so long to press charges? USA's Tim Berg has more.
More than 120 victims of former USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar say they want to see the Inspector General's report on how the FBI handled the case. Gymnast Maggie Nichols tells NBC's Today Show authorities didn't act quickly enough.
Just knowing that if someone would have reported it and made change right when it was reported, so many people would have been saved.
Nichols also says she has no regrets regarding speaking out.
That's something that kind of eases my mind a little bit, and on the tough days, just knowing that I did help other people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.